Welcome to the February 11th edition of EcoTalk, where our focus is on sound solutions for a healthier planet. Our aim is to bring you a mix of the most important and timely environmental stories out there, and also some of the more interesting, promising, fun, and creative solutions already out there greening the world as we speak. Today's show is a perfect example of that bad news, good news combination. In the first part of today's program, we'll shine the green light on some new technology developed by a Silicon Valley company that may just be a breakthrough in energy savings. And of course, where there's energy savings, there is cost savings. We'll be speaking with Greg Papadopoulos, the Executive Vice President of Sun Microsystems, their Chief Technology Officer, to learn about their new eco-responsibility initiative. And then we'll check back in with Peter Tsertsakian, the author of a book just out, extremely topical and timely, called 1,000 Barrels of Second. That's barrels of oil, and that's how much we'll be going through at some point this year. And in our second half, we'll take a bit of a lighter turn and be checking in with some guys who are doing interesting trips, one on bike, one on the cool fuel road trip across America. We'll find out more about what these eco-adventurers are up to and what they're trying to teach us all. And then in our last partner segment, we'll find out a little bit more about what's happening with scientific integrity in the United States, or lack thereof, because of some administration efforts to quiet some scientists that are speaking out about things kind of important like global warming. But first, I want to recognize those who are making EcoTalk possible each week. We are brought to you by Pet Ecology Brands, makers of Scientific Professional, the eco-friendly, ultra-lightweight cat litter that features a special patented sickness indicator. Pet Ecology's earth-friendly cat and dog products are inspired by our pets, people, and our planet. Also want to thank our environmental partners, Natural Resources Defense Council, Earth Justice, and the Union of Concerned Scientists, all working together to keep this unique program on the air. We are greening the red and blue states one show at a time, we like to say. And going to check in now with Greg Papadopoulos, as I mentioned, with Sun Microsystems. And we first met about a month or two ago, actually, in San Francisco's Presidio, where there was a big event that Sun was putting on to announce their eco-responsibility initiative. And, of course, I hear eco, and I'm there. And there was a lot of excitement in the room that day, so I wanted to have Greg on to tell all of our listeners about what's up at Sun. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Beth.
So tell us what's behind this new technology, and then what it is, sort of what was the need, what did you come up with, and why is it exciting, and how will it be applied, and who can take advantage, and who will benefit?
Well, just to start with, this is really focused on a sort of part of the energy demand that doesn't get a lot of attention because it's sort of behind the scenes. But it's essentially all of the server and storage infrastructure that runs the internet and runs big corporations, IT, data centers, et cetera. And those are big consumers of energy. And it's becoming an increasingly important set of issues for folks. So we put a lot of engineering in over the past 3 or 4 years in how do you really look at a very energy efficient way of doing lots and lots of computation.
And what was Sun's motivation in coming up with this? Was it to save money? Was it to be good environmental stewards? If so, is this a new part of Sun's practices and policies and image?
I think it from a whole bunch of different levels. First of all, I think the really important and successful programs in these areas both appeal to customers on a business side, that this is good business, it saves them money, and a responsibility side, that this is the right thing to do. And when you can get those two to intersect, then a whole lot of magic happens.
As best you can, explain in layman's terms a little bit more about how energy will be saved. As I understand it, this is about how servers are cooled in part because a lot of heat is generated from server systems, and pardon me if I'm not using the right technology, that companies as small as, you know, 10 people or more up to giant corporations and institutions and schools need to back up their data.
Let me take a step back. It's about, you know, just the basic problems of computing. And when you go to a site like Google, there are 500,000 servers that sit behind Google to answer your request, and millions of people putting those into, you know, any site on the internet or any corporation uses lots and lots of computing. The design of computers and the microprocessors in them are sort of like cars in their design points. And we've mainly, as an industry, been designing the fastest race car we could. And they, you know, race cars can move you really fast from one point to another if that's all you're measuring, but they get lousy gas mileage. And from a transportation point of view, when you've got a lot of people to move around, they're particularly bad ideas. This is more of what the space we're engineering is, you know, what's the equivalent of a bus, mass transportation, or trains? So how do we look at not sort of making one computation go really, really fast, but how do we serve thousands or millions of users at once and do that very efficiently? So that's sort of at the core of it.
Okay, so you came up with what exactly that will do what?
This is called, it's throughput computing is the technical term, and it's basically reducing whole servers down to single chips, and in so doing, really designing them more like, again, you would design mass transit, that you want to get lots and lots of jobs done at the same time in the system, and sort of parallel or throughput, as we say. Versus, you know, designing like a typical microprocessor, you get a Xeon or an Opteron. They're really designed to, you know, this gigahertz race of how do you make something really, really fast, and those really fast things go really hot. So we actually take the job of, all right, we have these 1,000 things to do at once. How do we get them all done at once and make very efficient progress on each one? So we sort of take a step back and say, let's design for maximum energy efficiency along any computation, and then we'll be able to handle thousands of computations at the same time.
And for those of us who don't understand it as well as some fellow techies might, and in fact other companies in the Silicon Valley where you're based, you rolled this out about a week or so ago to companies like HP and Intel. There were even representatives from Goldman Sachs and EPA there. What has their reaction been, those who can really get more excited about this, perhaps understanding what a breakthrough this potentially is?
There's huge interest in this area because...
I definitely got that feeling in that
room. And in fact, just last week we co-sponsored with the EPA a conference on, I think you were referring to, that is really about how do we start putting things like ENERGY STAR metrics into the data center to both help really inform customers and consumers as well of this equipment. And consumers, you would think them being pretty sophisticated. You're going and buying for a data center or you're supporting IT. It's actually really hard if you're a Goldman Sachs or whatever to figure out, you know, is this equipment that I'm buying, how efficient is it? And where the business side for these folks kick in and why the interest is so intense is it's both a lot of money that they spend on energy, but they're also finding that they're being very space limited, that the demands for computing and infrastructure is growing so fast that they're running out of this very expensive data centers.
And I was there, and one of the things I heard mentioned that was exciting that I could relate to was there's an effort to standardize, you know, the metrics, as you said, how to measure it, like the EPA measures mileage. In the past, we found out it's been a little inaccurate and inflated, but is that part of what's going on right now, is a need to make it more standard and available to consumers in terms of interpretation of just what are the energy savings here, what are the benefits?
Yeah, precisely. And it is getting those metrics, getting them simple enough so that you can do comparisons through systems, you know, easily, like, okay, so how much power does this typically use in a year of running this server? And to calibrate people, you know, a standard server that may be a few inches high and 20 inches deep that goes into what are called equipment racks may consume 500 watts of power continuously. And you'll double that about in terms of the total utility load because you not only have to power the server, but you have to keep it cool. So they're put into data centers that have lots and lots of air conditioning and fans blowing everywhere, and they're cold environments. And so the total load on the utility for just one of these servers may be a kilowatt, and we make millions and millions and millions of them a year. So the impact there is very high. And then you'd like to have people to have this very simple metric, you know, gee, how much power will this consume over, you know, a year? But also, like, you know, not trying to fall into the trap of some of these MPG things. How do we really make sure this is real, it's what people will get, and that it's relevant?
And who are you selling your equipment to in terms of maybe other companies that will pay you a licensing fee or something to sell it? Or what's the exclusivity here? Are you trying to share the knowledge and the wealth and the technology?
We're one of the big themes of Sun has been from the origins of the company is around sharing. And we think that the really great, vibrant communities in technology are built through innovation that happens all over the world, not just at one company.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but we want to tell people if they want to find out more about Sun's initiatives, and we hope you will, go to our website, www.ecotalk.net. Greg Papadopoulos, Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Sun Microsystems, thanks for joining us, and good luck with your new initiative.
Thank you, Beth.
Very exciting to hear about this, and a lot of excitement generated in that room as I was there last week. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.